May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my God. In those days, Jesus' actual birth really does not make much noise. It is simply the unexceptional birth of another child to poor parents in a small, crowded backwater town in the empire. No one in any position of power would have noticed. There would have been no royal birth announcements. In this sense, the birth was indeed a quiet one, as the understated words of Luke's story suggest. A quiet little birth, a life disruption. How did Mary get around her predicament? While the Annunciation left her with a dilemma of faith, she consents. This could be perceived as weakness, yet it is a very bold position to take in the society of her day. God did not force her consent. She was able to freely decide. The angel Gabriel came to encourage and gain her consent. She was very much at risk in that society. A woman of her stature could be stoned to death by the very nature of her condition, of perceived sin, unmarried, without a husband. Her life had been disrupted by a visiting angel proclaiming that God had found favor with her. How did she have the wherewithal to accept the announcement as favor? She deeply pondered and wondered in her wandering. This is often referred to as a scandal of particularity. We encounter Mary as a woman who has agency, who is independent and has capabilities. No mention of Joseph or friends or family are present in this gospel account. Her independence and capabilities, her agency in this work is deeply embodied, and her activity is a big part of how it happens. It's ordinary and extraordinary at the same time. So much is thrown at her in this disruption as she maintains herself in the context of individual, family, and society displacement. She heard and pondered in her heart and consented to what seemed an impossible feat. She did not have a clear vision of the future, but felt her consent was to understand that God's glory disrupts the cycle of self-gratification and preoccupation. Her faith, consent, and self-emptying becomes her agency. Mary is the God-bearer. The birth of Jesus upends civilization then as it does now. Power structures of oppression and sin are confronted with God's saving action. The Word becomes flesh. Emmanuel, God with us, has become incarnate in the baby Jesus. We sing and celebrate this holy night. Celebration and disruption meet the holy night. Is this just a cozy celebration of tradition? Does it ask nothing from us? Many people today claim to be spiritual, but not religious. There is no requirement for a personal commitment. Celebrating and living into the disruption of Christ into our lives requires discipleship. It requires an orientation of the heart which is not self-centric. What cycles of ours does God want to break into or break us out of so that we bring to birth whatever it is God needs in our case? Let us fully acknowledge the disruption that has occurred in our lives. These past 2 years have thrust us on hardships, difficulties, and trauma, making it hard to find God. The separation is the separation of our heart. You can call this original sin blindness, ignorance. This is a perception of estrangement. How do we get around this? With disruption, new directions and opportunities emerge. Can we ponder in our hearts and lives, really listening to what God is directing? This requires intention and patience, quiet and focus alongside, and understanding that we are never, 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 never outside the love and concern of God. God's presence is not conditional on our understanding or even sensing him. Bidden or not, God is always present. His first command, which the newborn manifests, is an unconditional, disruptive love, which asks us how we manifest this in our lives. The things we do, the things we leave undone. Is this consistent with our message of faith, or have we crowded out the still small voice with self-preoccupation and self-promotion? Still, the noisiness of the world, which is inconsistent with the Christmas message of love. Listen deeply and respond accordingly. Let God's love, agape love, shine forth through faith in Jesus Christ and his message this night. Celebrate and embrace the great disruption of love. Embody, as Mary did, God's Son, Jesus, as your heart's compass. I offer this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.